Blog Talk Radio.
Destiny might be fulfilled. Protect our family in the neighborhood in which we live. Protect our marriages and our family in the workplace and even in our place of worship. Bless our family. Let it function in order according to your word. We pray according to the word of God. Hebrews 13 and 4 says marriage is honorable in all and the bed is undefiled. Let us learn how to yield and submit ourselves one to another. Ephesians 6 and 1 through 4 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up into the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Father, let our children see that the hero and the real role models are right within our house. We thank you that according to Psalm 102 and 28, that the children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee. We thank you for long life. We thank you for prosperity. We thank you for prosperity. And we thank you that our family now to this day will never be the same. Thank you, God, for bringing happiness, peace, protection, and togetherness. Most of all, favoring your protection and your grace is in our household. Satan, you came out of our house. It belongs to God. As for me and this house, we will serve the Lord. Thank you, God. That is done in Jesus' name. Amen. As we come to the throne of grace, the prayer for deliverance. God, before I start this prayer, we need to be delivered. It just simply means to be set free, to be handed over to another that will best care for them. God, we need so much deliverance. We need deliverance from our secret demons, our private struggles, and our hidden fears. And as we get ready to come to your throne, if we ever needed you, we need your deliverance. Father, we can't go anywhere else but you. What we're dealing with is the only power that can change this. Your son Jesus is a precious gift that you've given us to give us access to you. And we bless your name, Jesus. God, you're alone with God, and we reverence your holy name. How excellent is that name, and you're so faithful. I'm asking you, with the most purest and sincere heart that we can ask you, please bless our life with deliverance. We're tired of shackles. We're tired of chains. We're tired of faking, and we're tired of the counterfeit smile. We want to be set free for real. We need deliverance to rest upon our lives. We need your deliverance, so we can find out who we really are. For God, we can't know who we really are, bound, hurting, regretful, ashamed, embarrassed, hurt. But right now, God, we pray that every place that we encounter, and that we enter, that we reside, that we visit, in our present and in our future, that you can set us free. We know today, God, that we can't be free without you. And in the name of Jesus, according to your word, according to Matthew 18 and 18, we bind every satanic spirit of heaviness, spirit of addiction and spirit of depression, spirit of oppression and spirit of fear. God, we're tired of tormenting spirits, and we're tired of death and failure, guilt, shame, and generational curses, and the spirit of divination and sorcery. We're fighting wicked imaginations and soul ties, and drugs and alcohol. Matter of fact, we don't even want to be like we are. Depressed and oppressed, dealing with past failures, past guilt, and past mistakes. We're fighting temptation and we're fighting unforgiveness, and some days we're prideful. Some days we fight anxiety and stress. We're fighting lust, and we're fighting poverty, and we're fighting sin and brokenness. And some days we're just so empty that no one really understands. And God, there are days when it's so heavy until we can't even discuss it because we don't want to break down again. Our tears have transferred from our eyes and they have landed upon our heart, and deep down inside we're crying. There's a silent cry deep within our soul. Today we need you to deliver us because we're tired. We're tired and we need you to break the heaviness, destroy it at its very root. We're ready to. We need overcoming power. And we lose in the name of Jesus. Conquering power with a clean heart. We lose the spirit of love and unity, the spirit of holiness, the spirit of peace and the spirit of joy. Give us a praying spirit and a spirit of worship. Father, you said in Psalm 55:16-18, as for me, I will call upon the Lord, and the Lord will save me. He shall hear my voice, and he hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me. For there were many with me, but God, they all left me when trouble came. Yes, Psalm 91:3 says, surely he hath delivered me from the snare of the fowler and from the nuisance and from the pestilence. God, I can't do this without you. He said in Joel 2:32, it says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered.
Yes.
I cry out to you, according to Psalm 107:6, to say, if I can cry out to you in my trouble, you will deliver me out of my distresses. I feel like Isaiah, when he wrote in 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee, when you told him, be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I'm so glad you're my God. You say, I will strengthen thee and I will help thee.
Yes.
I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
Yes, Lord.
God, I need that right hand.
I need your right.
I need the hand that will bring me out of trouble.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
I need the hand that will stitch my brokenness.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
To where now when I look at my wounds, I can praise your name.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Even though the sign of the cut might be visible, there's no infection.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I declare this according to your word.
Oh, I cry out to you this morning.
I have the power to pursue my destiny.
Yes.
I have the power to pursue my purpose.
Yes.
Thank you that you have delivered me and protected me and made me whole from all forms of evil.
My God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
If you never give me another car, if you never give me another house, if I never get another wardrobe, I thank you.
You've done it all for me, God. I've been delivered.
You, the Son, has set free.
Yes.
His freedom.
Oh, my God.
Father, thank you for my freedom.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for my deliverance.
Thank you, Lord.
I ask this according to your name.
Oh,
God. And it is done.
It is done.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for what you've done.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. We need you. Yes, God. We need you. Yes, God. Oh, God. We need you.
As we enter to the throne room,
oh God,
the prayer of prosperity.
Help us, oh God, help us, oh God.
Wow, with a prayer.
Oh,
there are many dimensions to the prayer of prosperity. First of all, prosperity means that God brings us into a successful, thriving condition, economic well-being.
You would like to take communion with us at this time? Please get your elements and your juice ready. And let us take communion at this time. Praise God. Praise God. Get your crackers or whatever you want. And let's eat together. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you this morning, Father God, thanking you, Lord God, for what you've done for us, God. Thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, God. We thank you, Father God, that we can call upon you, Lord God. We thank you for everyone that's on, Lord God. Oh, God, it's for a purpose and a reason, God. Help us according to the prayers that's being prayed this morning, God. Oh, God, lead us, guide us. Oh, God, instruct us in the way that we should go, God. Oh, Father, continue to hold us with your righteous right hand, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Oh, God, wherever we are, foot shall try. We decree prosperity in our lives in every area. Yes, Lord God. Oh, God, everyone that's on here, I decree prosperity in the name of Jesus, in whatever way they need it. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, break us before you, oh, God, that we'll cry out to you today, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
And we bind every spirit of financial disaster.
Praise God. You are listening to God's favorite prayer ministry coming to you, which comes every first Saturday of the month. God's favorite prayer ministry is usually held in the home every first Saturday of the month. But because of COVID, we are online. Thank God that he gives us another talent. Praise God. We pray for the needs all over the world as God has instructed us. Praise, especially mothers that have lost their sons and daughters or children or family members to gun violence. Our goal is to reach out and let them know that they are loved no matter how battered, torn, broken, or hurt they may be. Just call in or have someone to call in every first Saturday of the month on this same number. Amen.
Wisdom and insight.
Sister Gloria Dean, would you read the communion chapter to us this morning? Thank you.
Give us the spirit of creativity and innovativeness. Give us spiritual and economic empowerment that releases positive energy.
Please,
not only do we want to prosper economically, but we want to prosper in our...
Sister Gloria Dean, are you there? Praise God, praise God. Sister Gloria Dean, are you there? I see your number. Sister Gloria Dean. All right, if she's not there, I will read to you. Praise God. I think, Sister Gloria Dean, you may go forth. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't have her unmuted. Okay. I'm so sorry. Go for it, Sister Gloria Dean.
Okay. I'll be reading from, which is called, praise God, the institution of the Lord's Supper. I'll begin with 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning with verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eat and drink in damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Praise God. So we just thank God for the reading today of the Word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Our song is, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. If you have your elements, would you pick up your bread at this time, praise God, and let's partake? Before we pick, okay, let's pray over the bread, praise God. I see Sister Ada, would you like to pray over the bread?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
God, we just thank you and we praise you for this bread, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that it's in remembrance of you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you and we glorify you, Lord. And God, we ask you in Jesus to cleanse us. Cleanse us, Lord, of any sin known that we've committed that's not of you. Before we take this bread, Jesus, now.
May we protect, please.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We know that the blood was shed for us, praise God. And it ran down. They pierced him in his side. That blood was for the cleansing of our sins. We are washed now as cleansed by the blood of Jesus. We pray that all that partake of this bread know that their sins been washed away. Jesus has taken on everything that could try to hinder us from being with Jesus. Hallelujah. So as we lift up this drink before the Lord, we acknowledge that his blood was spilled for us. May we partake. And after then, I'm going to ask Minister Zadie, will she sing a communion song? You may drink. Go for it. You there, Sister Zadie?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, okay, what you saying?
No, it's
go ahead.
I know it was a blessing. I know it was a blessing. Save me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. I know it was the blood saved me.
Go ahead.
I know it was the blood.
Yes, yes.
I know it was the blood save me. Oh, one day
traveling on. But must you die out on the cross. I hope it was the blood that saved me. For it was your precious love. Yeah, for Jesus, precious love. It was Jesus' precious blood that saved. Oh, one day we have lost. He died upon the cross. I know it was a blessing that saved me.
Amen.
Praise God. Oh, that's all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, our theme song for this ministry every first Saturday is No Secret What God Can Do. It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you.
Amen.
With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. Praise God, praise God. Our encouraging scripture today is going to be coming from John 14:13-14. Praise God. And it reads as thus. Praise God, hallelujah. 13 and 14 said, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
Amen.
And if you ask, I'm on somebody, anything in my name, I will do it.
Amen.
If you ask anything in my name. Now, you got to ask according to God's will, and God's will is all the way through the word. It's already laid out there for us.
Amen.
It's already. Minister Brenda, are you there? Praise God.
Yeah.
Are you there, Minister Brenda?
Yes. Yeah.
Praise. All right. I'm just making sure you're there. Okay. Anything that we ask in Jesus' name according to his will, because he wants to bless us spiritually, physically, and financially. Praise God.
Amen.
God does not want to withhold no good thing from those that walk upright. Now, he's not going to give you anything if you want to walk the way of the world.
Mm.
But if you want to walk according to his ways and his will, ask today. Ask the Father. This has been burning within me. He said anything. God's word is true, people.
Amen.
God's word that you can stand upon, that you can believe upon, that you can rest upon, that you can trust God for anything that comes before you. And we're going to get ready to pray. And we're going to believe God for the miraculous.
Amen.
He told us to pray for those that are going through difficult times. Pray for those that their lives will be changed, that many will come to know him.
pray
yes.
for those behind prison walls. Pray for the viruses in all cities. Pray for Ukraine and Russia, where there's wars going on all across the world. Pray for your sister and brother. Pray for those. Oh, he said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Just praying.
Amen.
And if you can't go, you ought to be praying, interceding.
Amen. Glory to God.
So let's get ready to pray. Let's get ready to pray. We're going to ask Minister Brenda to go first, and then Sister Gloria Dean, and then I'll call. Go forth, Minister Brenda.
Well, Father God, first of all, I want to thank you. I want to thank you, Lord, for this is the day you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, Lord. And I want to thank you for just waking us up this morning, Lord. This morning in the name of Jesus, Lord, because without you, Lord, we wouldn't even be here, Lord. And I just want to thank you, Lord, for everyone that's on this line, Father, their families, their friends, their neighbors, Lord. But I also want to tell you, Lord, so much going on out in this world, Father, in the name of Jesus. Sometimes I don't understand, you know, and sometimes I do, Lord, but I just need you, Lord, in the name of Jesus to look over all that's going on in this world, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Bind every bad thing that everyone is doing in these streets, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I cast it out, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I give it to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because I know you will take care of it. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, for whispering in the ears of those that don't believe in you, Father, that one day they will believe in you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. There are so many non-believers, Lord, in the name of Jesus, but I just pray, Lord, that they will come to know you and that you are real, Lord, and that you are coming back, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I just thank you, Lord. I just thank you, Father. We all go through our trials and our tribulations, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. But we know that you are. We know that you are in the midst. But we thank you, Lord, that you're with us every step of the way, Father. We just thank you, Lord, that you protect us from all danger and harm, Father, and keeping us covered in the blood. Thank you, Lord, for watching over each and every one, Father. I just pray for so many people, Father. I pray for so many people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Sometimes I feel that hurt and that pain, Father, but I know that you are in the midst of it. I know that you will take care of it, Lord. I know this, Lord. I know that you will never leave us nor forsake us, because, Lord, wherever we go, you are there with us, Lord. I just thank you, Lord, for the mighty precious blood. I thank you, Lord, that you're watching over, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Ukraine and all those cities, Lord, that whatever's going on in those cities, Lord, that I know that you are in the midst of it, Father. It's just so much going on in this world, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And I just want to thank you, Lord, for being in the midst of it, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Every time you turn on the news, Father, it's all you hear. It's all you hear. It's bad news, Lord. Some good and some bad. More bad than good, Lord. But I know you are in the midst of that, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And I thank you for revelation knowledge, Lord, giving us the revelation to know what's going to happen before it happened. Father, you said in the beginning what was going to happen, Lord. You said it, Father. It's all happening, Father, in the name of Jesus. I just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for your healing, Father, because we all are in need of a healing. Whether it be in our bodies, in our minds, in our hearts, in our souls, and in our spirit, Father, we just need you.
We need you for it all, Father. We can't do this by ourselves, Lord. We can't do none of this by ourselves, Lord. There's nothing too impossible that you cannot do, Father. And we just thank you. We come to you this day, Lord, this day in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Lord, for being there with us, Lord, for holding us up with your righteous right hand, Father. We just thank you. We just thank you, Lord, in the name of you have on our lives, Lord. We thank you. We even bless you, Father. We even lift you up, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We know, Lord, that you got the whole world in your hands, Lord. You got the whole world in your hands, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I just want to thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord, thank you for strength, Father, as we go through our trials and our tribulations, Father. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us will prosper, Father. We know that you are with us every step of the way, Father. We know it in the name of Jesus, Lord. But we cry sometimes, Lord, as we go through our trials and our tribulations, Lord, we cry. Yes, Lord, we cry in the name of Jesus. And you know, Lord, you will wipe away our tears, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. We thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord. You say you give us strength, Lord. You say when we are weak, you'll make us strong, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for the journey. We just thank you for it all, Father. We just thank you, Lord, for lifting us up, Lord, when we are down, Father, in the name of Jesus. We go through so much, Lord, in these days and times, but we know, Lord, once again, that you are in the midst of us, Lord. Bless each and every one that's on this line, Father, and their family. For whatever they may be going through in their lives, Lord, whatever it may be, Father. We know that you are in the midst of it, Father, in the midst, Father. We thank you. We thank you that those trials and tribulations will be no more. It's already been taken care of in the name of Jesus, Lord. But when those trials and tribulations are over, Lord, we can't stop praying for one another, Lord. Help us, oh, Lord, to pray for one another, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Help us to not judge one another, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Help us to love one another, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Father, for everything that you're doing in our lives, Lord. Leading us and guiding us to all truth. Your word is true, Father, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you. We are keep on thanking you, Father, whatever it may look like or seem like, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Yeah, yes, Lord, we just thank you. Other day, Lord, I got up one day, Lord, just feeling so bad for myself, Lord. Feeling sorry for myself. But, Lord, when I got up, when I prayed to you, Lord, you interceded, Lord, and I thank you. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, I thank you for putting your hands on me from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. I thank you for the healing of my heart. Thank you for the healing of my soul, Lord. There's so much that goes on in my heart and in my soul, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord. God, I thank you, Lord, for just being who you, for being who you are, and that you are in the midst, Lord. Because sometimes, Lord, when I go through my situations that I go through, Lord, sometimes I feel you're not even there. But only saying that because we in the flesh, that's all the reason why we say it, because we're in the flesh and in the pain that we are going through in our lives or whatever it may be, Lord. We get weak, Lord. But we thank you, Lord, that you understand. That you understand. And I thank you, Lord, for being there for me, for being there for others. Thank you, Lord, for watching over my family, my friends, and my neighbors, Lord. I thank you for healing for them, whatever they may be going through. But what anyone may be going through in their lives, Lord, you are there. You are there in this silly Lord. I thank you for healing of the world, Father, whatever's going on in this world. I know that you are there, Lord. The children, Father. I thank you, Lord, for watching over them and the parents that instill the word of God in their hearts. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, just for being, Father. Thank you for that shining light. Thank you, Lord, that we can shine upon others, Lord. Thank you, Father. But we know that the battle is not ours, Lord. It's yours. We thank you for the victory. We thank you, Lord, that we are victors and not victims, Lord. I just thank you. Yes, Lord, for having me to pour my heart out to you, Father. In the name of Jesus, you know the desires of our hearts. You know what we go through, Lord. You know what we're going to say before we say it. You know what we're going to do before we do it, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, just for being there. Just for being who you are, Lord. For loving us unconditionally, Lord. No matter what, Lord. Help us to be obedient, Lord, towards you and your word, Father. Thank you, Lord. Help us to have a closer walk with you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. And I keep on praising you, Father, and keep on thanking you no matter what, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mr. Brenda.
Sister Glory Dean. Praise God. Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for our sister's prayer. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you. There's so much going on in the world today, God. But we're asking, God, that you keep us and our families all over the world, God, right now, God. Keep us under the shadow of your wings, God. And for these calamities, all these calamities overpass because, God, we are having so many problems, youngsters being killed all over the city, everywhere, just different places, just killings. But, Father God, we know that you got the control of all of this, but we are praying. And we thank you, Lord, that you give us the words to pray with. You put it in our mouth, God, as we pray, because we see what's going on. And Father God, when they go to jail, after they've done and do the killings and they find the youngsters, God, they don't even know what they're doing because of the drugs. But when they enter the jailhouse, God, that's when you can get a hold of them. That's when you can get them, Father. And we thank you, Lord, that you get a hold of them, God, because you already have your word planted in the jailhouses, God, by the men and women, God, that you have in them, God, to minister to the people. Give them a chance, God. Give these young folk a chance, God, that they can make it in, God. We thank you, Lord. Your word, one thing about the enemy, God, he can do what he wants to try to get these youngsters to do whatever, but he does not have the power over God. And he does not have the power over God's prayer warriors. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because when they pray, things are happening. Because we believe. Hallelujah. And we thank the Lord that he will keep us under the blood. Keep all the youngsters under the blood. And God, we just want to lift up all the families, God. The mothers, God. Their lost loved ones, God. Shot and killed. Father, we lift them up to you, Father. We know you can give them that peace, God. And God, you know, they will receive that peace. Only you can give that peace. And God, they're going to go through it. You're going to help them, God, to bring them through it, God. They're going to bring, God, you know how to bring them through. We know, God. And we thank you, Lord, you're going to bring them through. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for touching them, helping them, lifting them up, Father. And you say, keeping their head up high. Keeping their eyes upon you, Father. You are the one, God, that brings them through. We thank you for blessing all these parents, God, and everyone, God. Their lost loved ones, especially their daughters and sons, God. It is not easy. It's not easy. But guess what? With God, it's easy. With God, he brings a new way of living a new way of living, and a true way of living, and a new way of serving him and believing in him as we lift it all up in the name of Jesus. And God, we pray that we also help the people that lost love, their houses, their backed up houses, all the things in Florida, God. We ask you, God, to help them to get it through, God. And God, that we bind all powers of hell too, away from insurance companies, God, that's supposed to help them, and that will be helping them. We thank the Lord for everything. Thank the Lord. Thank you for blessing the people and saving, God. And we thank the Lord that this storm is not going to continue. It's that we believe it to go forward, go out, just drive and go out, straight nonstop into the midst of the sea, to go back into the midst of the sea. And God, we just want to thank you for everything. Oh, Lord, we love you so much. We love you, Lord. We love you. We love you, Father. We love you. We love you. We love you. And we thank you, Lord, that you will continue to preserve us, God. Preserve us from all evil. Preserve our souls. Preserve our going out and our coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Thank you.
Amen. Minister Ada, would you like to pray?
God, we just thank you and we praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being God all by yourself, doing for us what we are unable to do for ourselves in Jesus' mighty, mighty name. And God, we just thank you and we praise you for all of the powerful plans that have gone forth in Jesus' name and the ones coming afterwards in the name of Jesus. And God, you said that if two or three gather in your name, that you're in the mix. And we know that you're in the mix of prayers this morning. We know that you're answering before we even ask. In Jesus' mighty, mighty name, God, we just thank you and we praise you and we glorify you for answered prayers in Jesus' name. And God, I just lift up all of the people in Florida that went and all of the other locations where the hurricane hit, Lord. I lift them up to you in Jesus' name. And God, you said in your word that you will supply all of their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for supplying those needs of those people, Lord. You know what their needs are in Jesus' name. We don't know, but you know in Jesus' name. They may not even know what their needs are, but God, you know what their needs are. And we thank you for supplying their needs in Jesus' mighty, mighty name. And God, we continue lifting up crime all over the world to you, Lord. We lift up drug addicts, alcoholics, drug dealers, gamblers, murderers, God, rapists. We lift them all up to you in Jesus' name, God. And we thank you and we pray for your deliverance, Lord. Deliver them, Lord. Touch their minds, touch their bodies, touch their souls, and bring them to you in Jesus' name. And we just thank you and we praise you and glorify you, we magnify you, love you for it, Lord. And God, we know that a lot of our pain that we suffer and go through is not about us. It's all about helping someone else. In Jesus' mighty, mighty name. And we just thank you and we praise you and we glorify you, Lord, for helping someone else, Lord. Although the pain feels very overwhelming to us when it's happening, Lord. But God, you put us through a lot of pain to help others in Jesus' name. And we thank you and we praise you and we glorify you for it. You're just such a wonderful God. And there is no other like you. We thank you so much. We praise you so much. We glorify you so much. We just love you. We love you. We love you, Lord. You're just such a wonderful God. And there is no other than you. And we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Minister Zaidi, go for it.
God, thank you. We love you and we bless you, God. We just thank you for being God. Thank you for being our creator, our maker, oh, Father God. Thank you for standing by us, oh God. Thank you, oh God, that you promised that you never leave us, you never forsake us, oh God. We thank you that we can hold on to your promises, oh God, that gives us joy, peace, and comfort, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Father God, oh God, and we just continue, oh God, to lift up those that don't know you, oh Father God, that restless, oh Father God, fearful, oh Father God, we just lift them up before you, oh Father God, that, oh God, that they will come to know you, Father God, they will come to know, oh God, you said in the word, oh Father God, that for God to love the world, oh Father God, that you love, oh God, each and every one, oh Father God, they have the opportunity, oh God, to know your love, to know your peace, to know your joy, oh Father God, oh God, to be blessed of you, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. You want us, oh Father God, to be blessed, oh Father God. Oh, Father God, and we just thank you, Lord God, and we just lift them up to you, Father God, that, oh, God, wherever they may be, oh, Father God, whatever nation, continent, city, state, community, wherever they are, oh, Father God, we just ask that you would, oh, Father God, would just prick their hearts, oh, Father God, oh, Father God, illuminate their minds, oh, God, oh, God, and change their wills, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, young and old, oh, Father God, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, wherever they may be, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, whatever institution, oh, Father God, whatever situation you're in, oh, Father God, we just pray, oh, Father God, that you would just, oh, Father God, lead them and guide them to Jesus, oh, Father God. The scripture said that no man comes to Jesus unless you draw them, oh, Father God. Draw them, Father God. Drag them, Father God. Oh, God, whatever you do, oh, God, do it, oh, God, for them, oh, God, that they may be saved, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And we'll give you glory. We'll bless your name, oh, Father God. We ask you to continue to bless this ministry, oh, Father God, minister of even as you go forth, oh, Father God, and each and every one, oh, Father God, that comes, oh, Father God, to share in, oh, Father God, all the saints, oh, Father God, that just love you, oh, Father God, and just want to come into fellowship, oh, Father God. And we just continue, oh, Father God, oh, God, oh, Father God, to put you first in all we do and say, oh, Father God, that you may be glorified in all that we do and say. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Minister, thank you. Minister Janice, go for it.
Oh, girl, we know how to call
you. Good morning.
Good morning. You may go forth in prayer.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Father, we just thank you for this day. This is a day that we have never seen before, but you allowed us to open up our eyes and see this day, God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, for all those who have prayed, God, all the prayers that have gone up to you, Master. We are just grateful, God, that we are in this atmosphere, God. We thank you, Lord. We know that the prayers of the righteous, you said, oh, God, availeth much, God. And you said that if two or three gather, that you'll be in the midst, God. And we know that you are present, that you are here, that you hear us, oh, God, when we call on you. Yes, we get weak. Yes, we get weary, oh, God. But we know, God, that we can hold on to you, Master, and you will deliver us, oh, God. And we thank you, God. We thank you. We know that there is trials and tribulations all over, oh, God. But we trust and we believe in you, Master. And we just thank you, God, because we're going to hold on, oh, God. We're going to hold on to you, Master. We're going to hold on to our faith. We're going to hold on to our belief, God, that you said that you will deliver us, oh, God, that we didn't have to hold up and avenge ourselves, that you, God, would avenge for us, oh, God. And we thank you, God. We know that the enemy is raging, and his time is winding up. But we know from Revelations, God, that we will win in the end. We will win, oh God. And we're going to hold to the truth, God. We're going to hold to the truth, oh God. And we thank you, God. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you, God, for all the listeners, oh God, all over the world, Master, who are listening to this ministry. We thank you, God. Thank you for just allowing us to be able to call on you today, God. Have a voice, oh God. Have a voice, oh God. Have an ear that we can hear, oh God. Have a heart, oh God, that we can have compassion for those that are suffering right now, Master. We thank you, God. We ask you right now in the mighty name of Jesus to show us what we can do, God. What we can do. Where we can put our hands, oh God, to help and our brothers, oh God, that are in need right now, God. We ask you right now in the mighty name of Jesus for direction. Show us, God, where we need to go and what we need to do. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank God.
Amen. Praise God. 317, would you like to pray? If not, just press 1. 317. If you would like to pray, praise God. All right, you may go forth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, thank you. Thank you for your gracious mercy this morning. Thank you for grace. Thank you, Lord God, for loving us, oh God, unconditionally, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. For everyone that's on, oh God, meet their needs today, God. Whatever they stand in, God, your word said to us this morning, whatever we ask in your name, God, you said you will do it. And we are standing on your word this morning, God. Father God, for every need, every cry, every prayer, every, oh God, setback, anything that tries to hinder our prayers, God, that we are loosed, hallelujah, by the power of the Holy Ghost. I thank you for, oh God, for Sister Gloria Dean, God. I thank you, Lord God, oh God, that, oh God, you have your hands up on her, oh God, and God, you never leave her nor forsake her, God. I thank you, Lord God, this morning for Minister Ada, God, that has come before you and laid out her heart, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that you are taking care of everything that concerns her, oh Father God. I thank you for Mr. Brenda, oh God, hallelujah, praise God. Oh, God, that you just cover her and the whole household and everything that, oh, God, tries to hinder her. Oh, Father God, Lord, that she's healed by the power of the blood. Hallelujah. Praise God. I thank you, Lord. She has opened her mouth wide to you, God, today. Thank you, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for Minister Zadie, God. And, Lord God, I thank you for her and her whole household, God. Lord God, you're doing your perfect work in the midst, oh, God. Lord, you're not going leave nothing undone when it's all done and said and done. Hallelujah. I thank you for Minister Janice. And I thank you, Lord God, oh, Father God, that, Father, as she cries out to you, God, daily, God, you are ministering to her, oh, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. You are teaching her, oh, God, and leading her, oh, God, and telling her what to say every Friday night. Thank you, Father God. I thank you, oh God, for Minister Gwen, oh Father God. Father God, continue to mend her as she has lost a sister, oh God. Oh, Father God, oh God, meet the needs in this whole family, oh God, as they mourn, oh God. Thank you for Minister Gwen today, God. And thank you for, oh God, everyone that's on, oh God, today, God. Lord God, oh Father God, those that, oh God, had something to say and those that didn't feel right now, God, we are all your children gathered together looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our lives. Father, I do pray, God, oh, Father, for every mother, every father that have lost a child to gun violence,
of what, however they have lost a child. I hear them saying, I should not have to bury a child. But we know not the day when the Son of Man cometh, when he just told us to be ready. Oh, Father God, we just want to be ready, God, to meet the challenge and the need. When you say, well done, God, we'll be ready to get on out of here. Father God, but meet the broken hearts, oh God, right now that is crying, that is hurting, oh God, that needs you in a special way, God. We need you every day of our life. There is not a moment, God, that we don't need you, Father God. Oh God, the ones in Florida, oh God, Lord God, may this bring salvation to someone's heart. God, everything that you allow to happen is for a purpose and a reason, God. It's more salvation than anything else. You said you wish that all be saved, and you allow things to happen that we may look to you. And all us, us that's not in the storm, that we may look to you, God, and say thank you. We all ought to be singing thank you this day, God. Thank you that you kept us from the storm, that we didn't have to meet it, God. Lord God, thank you for the ones that's going through, that you're going to heal their hearts, oh God. Oh God, Father God, where there has been despair, God. Oh, Father God, heal, God. We know it's early, but we know you can do anything but fail. And Lord, Father God, you said there'll be wars and rumors of war, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just know, God, Father God, there is something good is going to come out of it. If it's nothing but a soul, be saved. Hallelujah, praise God. Father God, we are bringing before you Israel, oh God. We pray that they will get to know you, oh God, better, oh God, in a special way, that they will come to you and know you, that you are Jesus and not just a prophet passed through the land. Father God, we pray for all Israel, that Israel be protected. Oh, Father, you told us don't forget the poor, oh, God, for the poor that we will have with us always. And, Lord, oh, God, whatever they need today, God, we pray for souls to be fed. We pray, oh, God, that they will find shelter. We do pray, oh, God, that you, oh, God, be the center of their attention. Lord God, that they will center their minds upon you and never want to turn back. Oh, Father God, this is the day, God, that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it all day long, God. Thank you, Lord God, again, for everyone that's on. Lord, wrap your arms around Minister Gwen right now and her entire family. In Jesus' name, Father God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for prayers. Thank you that we can ask. Thank you that you will answer. Thank you, Lord God, you know what we stand in need of. Thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper in Jesus' name. Well, I want to thank again all of you for coming on the prayer ministry this morning. Please come back with us every first Saturday at the same number. May God bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you, and may he give you peace. Praise God. And if anybody needs any further prayer, you may call my phone at 504-619-5107 and let us pray together. If there are any intimate prayers that you need to pray for, please call me at that number. Be glad. Anybody want to give to the ministry to help in times like these, please send it to $Vivian Collins 1. Thank you, and have a blessed day now. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.